On one occasion, Borgnick realized that his only chance to undercut bigger firms was to convince the wholesalers to sell cloth to him directly, cutting out the middlemen. He went to see a Mr. Bingham at Lawrence & Company, a tall, gaunt, white-bearded Yankee with steel blue eyes. There the two of them were, the immigrant from rural Poland, his eyes ringed with fatigue, facing off in his halting English against the imperious Yankee. Borgnick said he wanted to buy 40 cases of cashmere. Bingham had never before sold to an individual company, let alone a shoestring operation on Sheriff Street. "You have a hell of a cheek coming in here and asking for favors," Bingham thundered, but he ended up saying yes. What Borgnick was getting in his 18-hour days was a lesson in the modern economy. He was learning market research. He was learning manufacturing. He was learning how to negotiate with imperious Yankees. He was learning how to plug himself into popular culture in order to understand new fashion trends. The Irish and Italian immigrants who came to New York in the same period didn't have that same advantage. They didn't have a skill specific to the urban economy. They went to work as day laborers and domestics and construction workers, jobs where you could show up for work every day for 30 years and never learn market research and manufacturing and how to navigate the popular culture and how to negotiate with the Yankees who ran the world. Or consider the fate of the Mexicans who immigrated to California between 1900 and the end of the 1920s to work in the fields of the big fruit and vegetable growers. They simply exchanged the life of a feudal peasant in Mexico for the life of a feudal peasant in California. The conditions in the garment industry were every bit as bad, Sawyer goes on, but as a garment worker, you were closer to the center of the industry. If you are working in a field in California, you have no clue what's happening to the produce when it gets on the truck. If you're working in a small garment shop, your wages are low and your conditions are terrible and your hours are long, but you can see exactly what the successful people are doing and you can see how you can set up your own job.